Today on Gardening in a Minute, the rototiller. A rotary tiller, or rototiller, is a machine that breaks the soil up by using rotating blades. Use a rototiller for heavy or compacted soils before you plant new sod or start a new garden. It will aerate and loosen the soil and eliminate the need for heavy digging. The most common type of home garden rototiller is a self-contained tool, powered either by gasoline or electricity. These must be walked or pushed over and through the soil. Some rototiller units can also be mounted to a tractor for pull-behind use. You can purchase a rototiller or rent one for single-use applications, such as renovating a garden bed. Try a rototiller this gardening season and see how much it can help you with your gardening chores. For more information about rototillers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Lantana. Lantana is a perennial common to Florida. Butterflies love these tough, heat-loving plants, which bloom profusely from spring until frost. In some parts of Florida, Lantana can be invasive and should not be used in the home landscape. However, researchers are working to develop more non-invasive Lantanas. In the meantime, choose one of several non-invasive Lantanas and look for more non-invasive cultivars on the market soon. Florida shrub verbena is native, easy to grow, and produces deep gold flowers. Purple trailing Lantana is low-growing with bright purple flowers. All parts of Lantana are highly toxic to animals and people if eaten, so plant with caution. Whether you have a sunny border, a butterfly garden, or a hanging basket in need of some color, plant Lantana for a colorful show. For more information about Lantana, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, reading plant labels. Purchasing the right plant for your landscape means more than just liking the looks of a plant. Take the time to read a plant's label to make sure it's suited to your landscape. A label often includes information like the plant's Latin and common names, mature size, and flowering time. It can indicate whether the plant performs best in acidic, alkaline, or neutral soil. You may also be able to read about its light and moisture requirements. Pay particular attention to the part of the label that tells you the plant's mature size. Even so-called dwarf varieties of certain plants can get very large. Knowing how tall and wide a plant will get when it's fully grown is essential for proper site selection. For more information about plant labels, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden sheds. Garden sheds are basically little houses often used for relaxation, a place to house all of your gardening gear, or just a simple work and storage area. Coordinate yours with the style of your garden or the design of your house. Garden sheds are easily purchased from retailers in just about every size, style, and material imaginable, or you can make your own. Before adding a shed to your garden, plan ahead. Check with your county and homeowners association for any required permits. Consider how it will be used and where the best location would be. Will your structure be a centerpiece or tucked away from view? Call a professional if you aren't a skilled builder. You'll want your little house to last as long as your big one. For more information about garden sheds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dealing with a declining tree. You may notice that a tree in your landscape isn't adding new growth or just doesn't seem to be thriving. The tree could be in trouble because of human actions such as excavation or vehicle traffic, which can compact the soil or cause damage to roots. It could have been planted too deeply. This causes a deformed root system, which stresses the tree. Other causes of tree decline include drought, fungus, and improper pruning. Sometimes you can't diagnose the problem right away. You may need to call a certified arborist. Diagnosis is often not simple, but an expert can help you save your tree. Keep an eye on your tree and help it to stay healthy with a proper maintenance routine of water, fertilizer, and pruning. For more information about declining trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.